Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Simple del fuego, with some more than double fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also there. Controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try from the top.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless. Connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today.
Sean, you have made it, dude. You have an intro song, bro. Oh,
I love my mariachi.
Cinco de Five-O. W fan.
All right. We know the Giants tried at the very least to make a move for Drake May. More on that in a couple minutes. So, we're going to put on our little hats and give you the five most likely Giant quarterbacks in the 2025 season.
Oh, I like that.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Shedeur Sanders. Deion's kid to Malik Nabers for years.
I mean, I could see
Are we on the approved list, though?
Well, no, I was going to say, I could see Deion wanting New York, the bright lights of New York City.
Yeah. But I think he's already put out a list.
Well, we got a year to fix that list.
Tommy, see if you can find it, because I think he put out a list.
He put out a list, and the Giants were not on that. I don't know if it was the full list, but the list that was out there, Giants were
okay,
not on.
Okay, and that's fine.
So, I mean, Deion's not going to let him play for us.
Here's why I disagree with that. That's a list before they had Malik Nabers. That's a list before Jalin Hyatt became a star. Like, the Giants, I give them credit for this. They still need a quarterback. I don't trust Daniel Jones. That's why this list is very creative. And by trust, I mean trust to stay healthy, just to clarify. They have a chance to be very appealing to a free agent quarterback. Weapons all over the place, a good offensive line, and Brian Daboll. So I'll tell you this right now, I could see that list changing very quickly.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Daniel Jones, after being in the top five in MVP voting in 2024.
Look, if Daniel can stay healthy, I believe he can play, so it's still possible.
Right, I agree with that one.
O-line and top weapon, here we go.
Number three.
Quinn Ewers.
I don't think you're going to be bad enough, because isn't Quinn Ewers going to be like a top five, top three, top two pick?
Shedeur Sanders might too. And by the way, maybe a trade up.
All right. Those are the two, like, even thinking about it, 2025 top quarterbacks, Shedeur and Quinn Ewers. I think it's actually Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders. So we got to be bad to get them, though, I think.
But look, I'm just throwing it out there. By the way, you never know. If Daniel Jones is really bad, maybe they will be.
I hope number one is what I think.
And here we go.
Number two.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay, it's all setting up nicely.
The veteran stuff, and, you know, out of the veteran quarterbacks, I think he would be the second best available.
And look, I looked this up, looking at overthecap.com. When they decide to trade him, it's not a brutal cap hit for them. So it's not just cutting him in 2 years, in which they do have an out after the guaranteed money. It's the idea that they could decide at the end of the year, you know what, we like what we've seen from Penix in practice. Let's move Kirk Cousins where they probably could get something valuable back.
All right, and here we go.
Number one.
All right, number one on the list of most likely Giant quarterbacks in 2025. Also the quarterback me and Tommy both want to be the quarterback in 2025, Dak Prescott.
Here we go!
Stop it. Sean, you really want Dak Prescott?
I really want Daniel Jones to be an MVP, and I really want them to probably draft one of those guys next year. But if it's coming down to Cousins or Dak, Tiki, give me Dak.
Here we go!
Oh, man.
I know you're disgusted with me, not the first time or the last.
May I ask you a question, Tiki?
Go ahead.
I respect I do. I really respect. I disagree with you, but I respect your disgust for Dak Prescott. I
don't disgust. I think he's a good quarterback.
Whatever you want to call
it. I just don't want him to be my quarterback.
Okay, whatever you... That's fine. I take Daniel Jones 99 out of 100 times. I don't want him to be my quarterback and all that, and I think that's great.
Right. At that point, before Daniel Jones was oft injured in 2023, most Dallas Cowboy fans didn't want Dak Prescott.
I get that, but Dak Prescott is 73-41 in his career. Mm-hmm. He has thrown 202 touchdown passes, including leading the league last year. Let's just say he does become the Giants quarterback. Do you have to have a conversation with him? Like, do you have to say, all right, Dak, you're my quarterback, but let me air my grievances with you. Here's what I've said about you publicly, and here's what I really think about you.
I actually don't even have a grievance with him, except that he's a Cowboy. I mean, it's as simple as that.
But you don't want him to be the Giant quarterback.
No.
Tiki, though, picture everything Philly has mocked us with Saquon Barkley. Now, all those New York Cowboy fans, picture finally beating the Cowboys with their quarterback.
Here we go!
Their quarterback. And think about how many of those guys named their kids and their dogs Dak.
So it's a vindiction for you. That's what it is.
Oh,
you're being vindictive.
Yeah.
May I ask, who as a Cowboy fan named their kids after Dak Prescott?
My best friend,
By the way,
Tim.
He's not leaving anyway. He's not leaving the Cowboys.
It's definitely on the table. He's a free agent at the end of the year. The Cowboys have not extended him quite yet. And who knows where this season goes?
They're making him earn it.
Okay. I think it's definitely a possibility.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.